Tom, I was very curious about this event when I saw it on online, Hops and Coaster Drops. So can you give me some details about how this event is going to work?
Absolutely, sure. We're partnering up with Indiana on Tap, and we're bringing in probably close to 50 vendors that will be craft beer breweries, wineries, and distilleries to a private event here over at Indiana Beach.
Where did you guys come up with the idea in the first place to say, hey, we're going to have a beer festival at the amusement park?
Well, we took over the park about a year ago, and one of the first things I thought of would be how cool it would be to have our own brewery at the premises that would, you know, make and create and produce our own beer, and then that would be available at the park as well. This location would be outside the park up on the main roads there, Northwest Schaefer Drive and Indiana Beach Road, so that would be something that could have been open all year round. While that's still a dream of mine to have happen, obviously we've had a lot of other things that would take priority over that happening. So we went to a local brewery in town because you know, we're all about community and partnering up with local businesses, and we found one brewery in Monticello, and that was Copacetic, and got in touch with Sean Manahan, who is the owner operator head brewmaster there at Copacetic, and for 2020 we produced a few we collaborated on a couple different beers that had theme park related names to the beers, and just thought it was kind of cool and morphed along the lines of, obviously, as we got closer to Oktoberfest and in 2020, and thought thought a little bit further about how can we make this a larger event. Let's work with craft brews and see what we can get at the beach. And Sean and I were started to plan this together, and he brought in the Indiana on Tap folks that have a far greater reach than he and I could ever imagine. And here we are, 3 weeks from the time we started inviting vendors through yesterday when tickets finally went on sale. And day one of ticket sales was probably blew away everybody's expectations.
Seems like a lot of people are excited to drink and ride some roller coasters.
it's interesting. Yes, it's a great concept, and we're certainly looking forward to providing tons of fun in a safe and fun and friendly atmosphere. That's for sure.
I do have to ask, Tom, because I'm sure some people are going to hear this idea and say, you're mixing alcohol with roller coasters. Realistically, do you expect, I don't even know how to word this question. Do you expect a lot of cleanup to happen on that day?
It's funny because we operate roughly 100 days in any given season, and on those given days, we provide, adult beverages for our guests that are 21 and over. So it's kind of comical to see some of those comments. It's like, you know, we're open 100 days out of the year, and this is really never a problem. So it's confusing to see people say, oh, we're going to go, have a few cocktails and then get on a roller coaster, and a lot of cleanup's going to be required, right? We don't see that at all during the regular season, and we're bringing in our target audience for this is craft beer aficionados, I guess is the way to say it, and I would suspect that that's probably more of a relaxed audience than we get usually during any other given day of the operating season, to be honest with you. These folks, I've been around some craft beer festivals, and it's just usually a bunch of laid back folks that just want to sample and taste different craft beers and from across the state of Indiana. And we honestly really don't even foresee that quote unquote cleanup being much of an issue.
That's fair. That's fair. And I'm looking at the list. You're not kidding about everywhere from Indiana. I see people, breweries from Fort Wayne and Indianapolis, Crown Point, down in Madison. I mean, you got places from all over the state that are going to be coming in September.
Right. Yeah. And that's what we brought the Indiana on Tap folks in for. They had, like I said, they run other craft beer festivals throughout the whole state of Indiana. And they, you know, Mark Lasbury over there at Indiana on Tap, along with Justin Neff, they've done a fantastic job of assisting us with getting these breweries literally from all over to come to, not only breweries but wineries and distilleries from all over the state to commit to this event. So we're beyond excited. This is going to be an amazing event, and everyone's just going to come out and have a great time.
And you said tickets went on sale yesterday. You guys are already seeing great numbers. For people that are interested, how can they get tickets? Let's get some more information about that.
Hopsandcoasterdrops.com. We got the nice URL already ready to rock and roll. That'll take you straight to our ticketing platform. Early bird tickets are on sale right now, which will save you $25 off the gate price. And so early bird's on sale now, I believe, through July 11th. And then July 12th on will be advanced pricing. And then obviously we'll have door admission available as well, as long as we don't meet the capacity. So we'll be fine.
We're talking with Tom, the event coordinator of Hops and Coaster Drops. One more question for you, Tom. You mentioned that you guys took over the park. You know, Indiana Beach went under renovations and new ownership a year ago. And like you said, you guys had some success in 2020, even during the pandemic. And now here you are ready to rock and roll in 2021. Are, you know, for people that have not been to Indiana Beach since, you know, in decades, what kind of new things are at the amusement park?
Other than a cosmetic overhaul, which, again, if someone hasn't been there in even 3 years, let alone decades, will be surprised how clean, how fresh, how new everything looks. We did bring back a fan favorite called the Flying Bobs. That's a flat ride it was just iconic at Indiana Beach, and everybody wanted that back, so we're bringing that back. We've got a couple of new rides this year. We've got a ride called the Sea Warrior, and we're bringing in a triple looping roller coaster, which is anticipated for later this summer for our operating season. And then one other massive upgrade is we're opening up what's called our Yacht Club, which we're bringing back boat slips, and we're having a restaurant and grill that'll be accessible from Lake Schaefer. No ticket or season pass is required to use the docks or the Yacht Club, but obviously to get in the amusement park itself, you would ticketing would be required. Season passes would be required. So a lot of exciting changes during our night. This is the 95th anniversary of Indiana Beach Amusement Water Park. We're excited at everything that's coming together for the season. And obviously on our road to 100, we're just going to have, you know, different huge announcements every year for the next, you know, for the foreseeable future. It's definitely, definitely a family run and community driven, establishment that we have in place right now, versus some previous owners. But, you know, again, we're excited and we believe our fan base is, sees the hard work and the commitment and the dedication. And we're, you know, definitely hoping that it pays off this year. We are expecting a big attendance year for us this year.
Tom from Indiana Beach, thank you so much for taking some time this morning and talking with us. And I'm pretty excited to see how Hops and Coaster Drops works out this fall. Thanks so much.
You and me both. I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Have a great day.